రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 27. దేశకాలార్థయుక్తాని హృతాపోపశ్మాని చ హరంతి స్మరతశ్చింతం గోవిందాభిహితాని మే దేశ
స్పేస్
కాల
టైం
అర్థ ఇంపార్టెన్స్
యుక్తాని
ఇంప్రెగ్నెంటెడ్ విత్ హృత్ ద హార్ట్ తాప
బర్నింగ్
ఉపశమాని
ఎక్స్టింగ్యూషింగ్
చండ్ హరంతి
ఆర్ అట్రాక్టింగ్
స్మరత
బై రిమెంబరింగ్
చిత్తం
మైండ్
గోవింద
ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ప్లెజర్
అభిహితాని
నరేటెడ్ బై
మీ అంటు మీ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. నౌ ఐఎమ్ అట్రాక్టెడ్ టు దోస్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ ఇంపార్టెడ్ టు మీ by Govinda because they are impregnated with instructions for relieving the burning heart in all circumstances of time and space. Please repeat. Now I am attracted to those instructions imparted to me by Govinda because they are impregnated with
instructions
for relieving the burning heart
in all circumstances
of time and space.
Purport.
Herein Arjuna refers to the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita which was imparted to him by the Lord on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. The Lord left behind him the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita not for the benefit of Arjuna alone, but also for all time and in all lands. The Bhagavad Gita being spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the essence of all Vedic wisdom. It is nicely presented by the Lord himself for all who have very little time to go through the vast Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, Puranas and Vedanta Sutras. It is put within the study of the great historical epic Mahabharata, which was especially prepared for the less intelligent class, namely the women, the laborers and those who are worthless descendants of the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and higher sections of the Vaishyas. The problem which arose in the heart of Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra was solved by the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. Again, after the departure of the Lord from the vision of earthly people, when Arjuna was face to face with being vanquished in his acquired power and prominence, he wanted again to remember the great teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, just to teach all concerned that the Bhagavad Gita can be consulted in all critical times, not only for solace from all kinds of mental agonies, but also for the way out of great entanglements which may embarrass one in some critical hour. The merciful Lord left behind him the great teachings of the Bhagavad Gita so that one can take the instructions of the Lord even when he is not visible to material eyesight. Material senses cannot have any estimation of the Supreme Lord, but his inconceivable power, by his inconceivable power, the Lord can incarnate himself to the sense perception of the conditioned souls in a suitable manner through the agency of matter, which is also another form of Lord's manifested energy. Thus, the Bhagavad Gita or any authentic scriptural sound representation of the Lord is also the incarnation of the Lord. There is no difference between the second representation of the Lord and the Lord himself. One can derive the same benefit from the Bhagavad Gita as Arjuna did in the personal presence of the Lord. The faithful human being who is desirous of being liberated from the clutches of material existence can very easily take advantage of the Bhagavad Gita, and with this in view, the Lord instructed Arjuna as if Arjuna were in need of it. In the Bhagavad Gita, five important factors of knowledge have been delineated pertaining to the Supreme Lord, the living being, the nature, time and space, and the process of activity. Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala, Karma. Out of these, the Supreme Lord and the living being are qualitatively one. The difference between the two has been analyzed as the difference between the whole and the part and parcel. Nature is inert matter displaying the interaction of three different modes. And eternal time and unlimited space are considered to be beyond the existence of the material nature. Activities of the living being are different varieties of aptitudes which can entrap or liberate the living being within and without material nature. All these subject matters are concisely discussed in the Bhagavad Gita, and later the subject matters are elaborated in the Srimad Bhagavatam for further enlightenment. Out of the five subjects, the Supreme Lord, the living entity, nature and time space are eternal. But the living entity, nature and time are under the direction of the Supreme Lord, who is absolute and completely independent of any other control. The Supreme Lord is the supreme controller. The material activities of the living being is beginningless, but it can be rectified by transferal into the spiritual quality. Thus, it can seize its material qualitative reactions. Both the Lord and the living entity are cognizant, and both have the sense of identification, of being conscious as a living force. But the living being under the condition of material nature, called Mahatattva, misidentifies himself as being different from the Lord. The whole scheme of Vedic wisdom is targeted to the aim of eradicating such a misconception and thus liberating the living being from the illusion of material identification. When such an illusion is eradicated by knowledge and renunciation, the living beings are responsible actors and enjoyers also. The sense of enjoyment in the Lord is real, but such a sense in the living being is a sort of wishful desire only. This difference in consciousness is the distinction of the two identities, namely the Lord and the living being. Otherwise, there is no difference between the Lord and the living being. The living being is therefore eternally one and different simultaneously. The whole instruction of the Bhagavad Gita stands on this principle. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord and the living beings are both described as Sanatana or eternal. And the Lord's abode far beyond the material sky is also described as Sanatana. The living being is invited to live in the Sanatana existence of the Lord, and the process which can help a living being to approach the Lord's abode, where the liberated equanimity of the soul is exhibited, is called Sanatana Dharma. One cannot, however, reach the eternal abode of the Lord without being free from the misconception of material identification. And the Bhagavad Gita gives us the clue how to achieve this stage of perfection. The process of being liberated from the misconception of material identification is called in different stages: fruitive activity, empiric philosophy, and devotional service. Up to the transcendental realization, Such transcendental realization is made possible by dovetailing all the above items in relation with the Lord. Prescribed duties of the human being, as directed in the Vedas, can gradually purify the sinful mind of the conditioned soul and raise him to the stage of knowledge. The purified stage of acquiring knowledge becomes the basis of devotional service to the Lord. As long as one is engaged in researching the solution of the problems of life, his knowledge is called jnana or purified knowledge. But on realizing the actual solution of life, one becomes situated in the devotional service of the Lord. The Bhagavad Gita begins with the problems of life by discriminating the soul from the elements of matter and proves by all reason or argument that the soul is indestructible in all circumstances and that the outer covering of matter, the body and the mind, change for another term of material existence, which is full of miseries. The Bhagavad Gita is therefore meant for terminating all different types of miseries, and Arjuna took shelter of this great knowledge which had been imparted to him during the Kurukshetra battle. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruvena Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Desha Kalartha Yuktani, Hritatapo Pasha Manicha, Haranti Smaratas Chittam, Govinda Bihitani Me. Now I am attracted to those instructions imparted to me by the personality of Godhead Govinda, because they are impregnated with instructions for relieving the burning heart in all circumstances of time and space. Arjuna continues, and now he is remembering his dialogue with Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, where Krishna gave him the instructions. Krishna literally handed over to him a manual of life, a manual of how to operate this human body, human machine. So he's remembering that, and he says, I'm attracted to those instructions. So that is the sign of a true disciple. A disciple must always get attracted to the teachings of his spiritual master, you know. Every word that the spiritual master speaks must be like a guiding light for the student, for the disciple. And here Krishna is, Arjuna and Krishna both are those shining examples. He says, these instructions are impregnated with instructions. For what? For relieving the burning heart. Hrita tapo pashmani. Pashmani, you know. It just works like a water sprinkler. When there is fire and there is a sprinkler, you know. So these instructions are like sprinkler. And fire is like the problem that we face. And because of the problems, our heart burns, you know, generally. Of course, heart burns for two reasons. You know, one is you eat too much acidic food. But that burning is like, that's literal burning. The other burning is in the mind, you know. But then it affects the, they say it's heart. Heart is burning. Actually, it's in the mind. So, you can see that by following Krishna's instructions, Arjuna got the maximum. Yeah, I mean, how do you do it? Girish Prabhu is asking, how do you adopt it in day-to-day life? Prabhupada has given us this program, morning program and evening program, and you know. So just follow that program, that's what we do. Get up early, chant your rounds, do the arati, read from Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. And in then, during the day, don't get affected. You know, the most important thing is glorifying the Lord. And to me, it's simple, you know, not get affected by the day-to-day happenings around you. That's what Krishna tells at least 10 times. The one who is equipoised in sukha and dukkha, you know. So if you get some problem, take it as Krishna's mercy. Take it as Krishna is helping us get rid of some old karma. You know, we are supposed to be suffering or enjoying the old karma, phala, the fruits of the old karma. So the misery comes, take it like that. And when happiness comes, take it as again as mercy of Krishna. Because without Krishna's mercy, you would not have got it. Although you deserve it, you won't have got it, you know. So this is the practical aspect of it. You know. Just transform your consciousness from material to Krishna. That is what Krishna consciousness is. Krishna consciousness has two components. Consciousness, that means you must be aware of what you are doing. Don't work like a zombie, you know. That's the mode of ignorance. Don't work like a workaholic or, you know, ambitious, materially ambitious, because that is in the mode of passion. Don't work also in the mode of, you know, charity and this and that for some useless people, you know. There are thousands of charities and many of them are working for something, you know. Most of them are working at the material level. So, these are the practical instructions, you know. Change your consciousness. When you go to buy vegetables, think about which vegetable will Krishna like, because you are going to offer it to him first, right, as a devotee. So, these are the things, you know. You think of Krishna, the most important instruction. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So, even when you are talking to somebody, some your friend, relative, somehow bring Krishna in the picture, you know. That keeps you reminding, you know, otherwise we get flown away. And instead of this power, that power, let us have the real power. Discuss about the real power. Okay. So these are some of the things, that's not the exhaustive thing, there's a whole, it may require, you know, a few classes for that. Okay. So, this is how you do, you know. And then I told you the other formula. When you get up in the morning, just pray, say your prayers, and then tell Krishna that, okay, today I am going to try to surrender a little more to you. Little more. Just take baby steps. Don't promise that I'll go to Himalayas and stand upside down and all that, you know. It's not going to happen. Just a little. Maybe I will tell one less lie today. Maybe I will do one extra mala today. Maybe I will try to read some extra shloka today. Like that. Give a little promise to Krishna. And then in the evening, in the night when you are about to sleep, just try to recollect whether you did it or not. If you did it, say Hare Krishna, Hari Bol. If you did not did it. If you did not do it, then tell Krishna. There, nothing can be done, you have not done it anyway. If you still have time before the bed, do it. Otherwise, just tell him, okay, I'm sorry. Hold your ears. Do 3 times. Baithak. And then tell Krishna, I'm sorry, I'll try to improve myself. You know, because we are human beings, we are going to make mistakes. But this is exactly what Krishna expects out of us. Become a better person. A human being, they say, is he wants to excel himself or herself, right? We want to be better than what we were yesterday. So that's a good sign. But then people don't work on it. You know, you may desire. Desire is one thing. Getting the desire fulfilled is another thing. And so for everything, depend on Krishna. You do something and then just pray. Krishna, if he doesn't, Krishna knows what is good for us. So if he doesn't do it, take it that yes, it is not good for me. Don't take it that Krishna did not help me. People, most of the time, that is the biggest problem, you know. Something good happens, you have done it. Something bad happens, Krishna has done it. And Krishna is the biggest enjoyer, you know. So he laughs. He laughs loudly. You know, he laughs with his guts out, you know, that what is this person saying? I even did not know all these things, you know. He says, I did not even plan. I had no intention of doing it. You know, you are standing on a broken glass and then blood is coming out and then Krishna did that, you know. I don't know whether you have seen that one cartoon, very nice cartoon, you know. That one person is standing and he got a hit with a stone here, you know, on his head. And he's saying, why Krishna? You know, and in the second one, the two parts, you know, the second one is show that hundreds and thousands of stones are coming at him, you know. Were coming at him. Krishna had just got rid and that one came. And Krishna is saying, I tried my best to save you. But you deserve at least that much. You know, otherwise, you will think that you can get away with anything. Okay. So, yeah, that's what here Arjuna is just telling that, and Krishna is Arjuna is simply remembering that, and Srila Prabhupada, you can see that in three paragraphs he told the whole Bhagavad Gita again. Just the gist of Bhagavad Gita, the five subject matters, how they are eternal, how we are same and different from Krishna. We are same in quality, different in quantity. Achintya bheda abheda tattva. That is what we follow. We are not Dvaitavadi, we are not Advaitavadi, we are the mixture. Because that is true, you know, the Advaitavadi is not totally wrong. Dvaitavadi is not wrong, totally. But something was missing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he synthesized, you know, he brought all the sampradayas together. And he says, okay, this is what it is actually. Okay? So, let's stop here and we'll continue tomorrow. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yes. Okay, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, brother. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. should be scattered away. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare